Today's Daf Hashavua Shira in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Ozvahar edition on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line with the words Rab Yehuda Oimer. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Memvav. Before we begin the Gemara, let us make a chazora, a brief chazora, and recap all the different shittas that we have learned up till now in the sugya of our Mishnah, Valkulon im Omar Shahakol Yotza. The Mishnah stated that on all items, if a person says Shahakol, even though the brach is a bar priya, it's a bar priya dama, he is Yotze. On that, Rav Huna said, and he brought a proof from our Mishnah, that chutz min ayanim and a pas. On yayin and pas, shahakol will not work. We had two pshatim in the charedim. The first shita held that the svara, why a shahakol doesn't work on wine or on pas, is because these are chashiv brachas. They're very specific. You are giving me a kloliastik bracha, a general bracha of shahakol. That doesn't work. But if you're more specific and you give me an adama on pas or an eitz on yayin, then according to the first sheet in the charedim, you would be yaitza. It's only shahakol that you would not be yaitza according to Rav Huna. This second shot in the charedim learns no, bringing a raya from our Mishnah that it's la'akev, it's li'kuva, even b'di'evit, it won't work. You must say b'ayre pri ha'gefen on wine and amayt lechem in aretz and pas. And therefore, if you say shahakol, or even if you're more specific and you say b'ayre pri ha'etz on wine and b'ayre pri ha'dama on pas, according to the second shita, you will not be yaitza. Then the Charedim brought from the Bavli in Brachas of Mem Amid Beis that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a shahakol on wine or on pas, you would be yoitz. And certainly if you make a eitz on wine or you make a bar priyadam on pas, you would be yoitz. We have a machlaikis between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. And finally, in the last year, we learned the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that kol mishana al madbei shetov chachamim lo yotzi yidei chavasoi. He argues on the Mishnah, as the Charedim explains, and he's of the opinion that any shinui, whether it's a shahakol on any other item, or even if it's a bar pri adama on pas, or bar pri eitz on yayin, any change from what the chachamim implemented, you are not yotzei the bracha. And we ended off the last year with the hesber of Rab Leib Malin in his chidushim of a shita brought down in the Magen Avraham, a strange shita, but Rab Leib Malin gave a hesber that shahakol, you would be yotzei bidi eved on yayin or pas, but you would not be yotzei with a bar priya eitz on yayin or a bar priya dama on pas. And we are now ready to begin a few more shitas that are brought down in the sugya, again beginning on 12 lines from the bottom, Rab Yehuda Oimer. Begins the Gemara, Rab Yehuda Oimer. Rab Yehuda says, Kol shen ishtanam b'riyasai, any food item that changed from its original creation, v'loishin b'chasai, the girsa we have in the Gemara is that he did not change the bracha to what it should now be, lo yotza. He is not yotza, explains the Charedim, that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking specifically about bread or wine. In the beginning, they were wheat and grapes. So then, if it was nishtane from briyase, from its original creation, and you should have made a new bracha on wine, hagofen, on bread, hamaytzi lechem min ha'aretz, and you stayed with the original bracha of adama over achita, or of bayre priya eitz on the grape, so then the halach is, you're not yoitz. However, if you set a shahakol on things that did not change from their original creation. You set a shahakol on an apple, for example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be yotze. We should point out that the Pnei Moshe has a different girsa, but it comes out to the same halacha. The girsa of the Pnei Moshe, which he says is really a toisefta, is kol shenishtane mibriyase vishina birchasei lo yotze. Our girsa is loishina birchasei, his girsa is shina, but it comes out to the same thing. Because when he says shina birchasei, it means he changed it from what it should have been, hagefen, and he said bar priates. He changed it from hamoitzi, and he said bayir pri adama on the pas. So then he's not yoitze. And our girsa comes out to the same halacha, except in a different way. Our girsa is saying kol shenishtanam b'riyasai, and you should have gone along with the shinui. You should have had a new bracha because the item has changed and therefore the bracha has to change. But you didn't change. You stood frozen with the old bracha. So the din is lo yotze. So according to both girsas, it comes out that on a gefen you made ha'etz and on the hamaitzi lechem menoretz you made ha'adamo. It's just a question of the wording, but it comes out to the same halacha. So this is the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir Omer, Rab Meir continues the Gemara, says, Afilo Omer Baruch Shabora HaChefetz HaZeh, blessed Hashem created this object. Manoehu Zeh, how nice is this item? Yotza, he is Yotza. So the Charedim says, let's learn it inside, around seven lines from the medium wide lines in the Charedim. Rab Meir Omer Afilu Loi Miboyim Mishanim Mibracha Lebracha Domer Shehakol Shenesakna Ledover Shein Gedulim In Oretz VeOmer Al Kol She Gedulim In Oretz Afilu Apas VeYayin. Certainly, if he made a shehakol on any other food, including bread and wine, he is Yotze, according to Rameir. La fila amr nusach, dolei tekinu rabbanan klal yotze. Even if he made up his own nusach, which the rabbanan didn't say at all, they didn't make up such a form of a bracha, he's still Yotze. So now the Charedim concludes that in these two shitas that we learned today, nimtza, rav hunik rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna holds like rabbi Yehuda, because at the beginning of this sugi, we had rav Huna, who said that that which the Mishnah says, that Jehakol helps, it only helps on foods where there was no great change, like a grape turning into wine or a chita turning into bread, then the shahakol would not work, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. So Rav Huna, at the beginning of our sugya, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, who the Charedim brought down from the Bavli in Brachas on Daf Mem Amid Beis, who holds that Shehakol works even on wine and bread, he's of the opinion of Rabbi Meir. What is the Psak Halacha? The Psak Halacha is, says the Charedim in the first wide line, Uposku Kol HaPoiskim, K'Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meir, to all the Poiskim Pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meir, that you can make a Shehakol even B'dievet on wine or bread. Why do we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Meir? Chada, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. We have a rule that when there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. V'chol shein legabe Rav Huna. Joya Tamidishal Rav. Now here we have a machlokes between Rav Huna, who's brought here in Yerushalmi, versus Rabbi Yochanan, who's brought in the Bavli. And Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So even against the Rebbe, whose name was Rav, the halach is Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halach Rabbi Yochanan, so certainly connected the Talmud of Rav, whose name is Rav Huna, that the halach is that Rav Huna versus Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. V'yoyid, ha-posek ha-Yerushalmi l'kamei k'Rav Meir, and we find further in our sugya that the Yerushalmi comes out on the side of Rav Meir, that you can make a shahakol on anything, even on wine and on bread, you can even make up your own nusach, and B'dievet, you are Yotze. Of course, a person should know the exact bracha that Chazal were misaking, but B'dievet, we're speaking about, you would be Yotze. Continues the Gemara, Milsa de Rav. There was a story that took place with Rav Amra Kain, and we see from the psak that Rav gave in this story that he is also pasning like Shmuel. We learned in the Gemara in the line before that Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said b'shem Shmuel, that Allah is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had said that one can make on bread, for example, he can say Boruch Shabora HaChefetz Hazeh Manoehu, and he's still Yoitze. He can make up his own Nusach, because Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yochanan that a Shahakol can be made on anything, even on bread and wine, B'dieved. So that halacha, that Shmuel Paskin, we're going to see from the following story, that Rav Paskin the same way. What was the story? Chat Parsoi, there was a Persian Jew, also Ligabe Rav. He came to Rav and he said the following: Begain da ano ochel pi sasi, veloy ano chocha mevorchale. I was eating my pas, my bread, but I did not know. I'm not wise enough to know which bracha to make on it. I'm unlearned. Va ano omar, and I said, Boruch debora. Hadin Pisa, blessed is Hashem who created this bread. My question to you, Rav, is, am I Yotze by saying a bracha of this type or not? Omar Lei, Rav responded, in yes, you're Yotze. So we see, like Rav Meir, that even if he made up his own nusach, as long as he's thanking Hashem for the bread, he is Yotze. And certainly if he would say Shahakol, which is a bracha that Chazal were koveya on many foods, that the Shahakol would work on bread as well. The Haredim here makes a few points, and let's learn some of them. In Divrei HaMaschil, Omer Le'in, which is the second wide line near the end, Omer Le'in, Rav Paskin, Yeser Yotze, Kosev HaRosh, the Rosh says, Hod Omer HaMeir, Baruch Shabora Chayfet Zeh, Mayri Bein B'Birchas HaMaitzi, Bein B'Bracha Rishoyna, Shel Birchas HaMazon. Because in the Bavli, we find this story not only connected like an R Yerushalmi here concerning the Bracha Rishayna, but in fact, this question was, can I use this text for the first Bracha of benching, for the Bracha Achrona? And according to the Rush, Rav was paskening that not only is this sufficient for Bracha Rishayna, to say this Nusach of the Persian Jew, or of Rav Meir, Boruch Shabora Chayfet Zeh, but even for the first bracha of benching. Then the Haredim goes on and says that when Shmuel paskened like Rav Meir, or when Rav said to the Persian Jew in this story that you were Yotze, exactly what did he say? In our Gemara, it only says that he said, Boruch Debora Hadein Pasa, that he blessed is the one who created this bread. But is that enough? No, we're going to see from the Bavli, there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but you have to add certain words. Our bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Do you have to say Hashem's name? Do you have to say Malchus, that Hashem is the king of the world? So this is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ramrinan continues the charet in Bavli, the Rav Domer Kol Bracha She'en Bo Askaras Hashem Einoi Bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name in it is not a bracha. The Omar, that according to Rav Meir, or in the story of the Persian Jew, when he was speaking to Rav, he said, Brich Rachmana Moridai Pita, blessed is Hashem, the master of this bread. So it's not just like we have an Ar Gemori, he said, Boruch Debora Hadim Pasa. Continues the Chredim, Ula Rabbi Yochanan Domer, Bracha She'en B'Shemu Malchus Ein Bracha, that if you just said Hashem's name, it's not enough. You have to also say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. If you don't say Melech HaOlam, it's not a Bracha. To Omar, we're going to have to say according to Rav Meir, and we're going to have to say that what Rav Paskin, that what this Persian Jew did was correct. To Omar, Brich Rachmana Malka, the king. So Rachmana Yav, that's Hashem, Malka the king, Mori, the master, the Alma of the whole world, Melech HaOlam, the high pisa, which includes this bread. Upasku, Rebbe Paiskin, Rabbi Yochanan. And most Paiskin, Pasnag, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not enough to say Baruch Atah Hashem, but you have to say also Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and we're going to have to say that this Persian Jew said it, and that's why it is sufficient. Of course, Rav Lishitasai would have held that all he had to say is Baruch Atah Hashem in our story. But La Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and if we're going to say that Halacha is like Rav Meir, that you yoitze with Bora hachefetz hazeh, you're going to have to say that in that bracha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he added Baruch Atah Hashem l'keinu melech olam shebora hachefetz hazeh. And one more point, v'kosu hatoisus tzorach iyan ipoisik Rab Meir afilu iloy yaskir pas. Do we go to that extreme, like Rav Meir, to say your yoytze, even if you just said hachefetz hazeh, you didn't say the word pas at all? Because here, when Rav said it's good in the story of the Persian Jew did use the word pasa. He was referring to the bread. He didn't just say this chefetz. So Tosfos has a tzorach iyan, whether when Rav said that what the Persian Jew said was correct, and the Gemara is saying that he's pasking like Shmuel, is he really exactly paskening like Rab Meir? Because Rab Meir says, Bora chefetz hazeh sufficient. You don't even have to say pas. And maybe Rav is saying that at least, like the Persian Jew, you have to say the word pas. Tosfos has a question about that. Our next Gemara, which is also brought in the Bavli, discusses when a person has in front of him various foods, what is the first item that he makes a bracha on, if they have different brachas, and can one make a bracha on one item and free himself from making that bracha on another item that's in front of him. And we should give a short hakdama that there's a number of factors to determine these halachas. One is the concept of chaviv, that something that you like can take precedence in certain situations over something that you do not like as much. There's also the concept that we don't want to make many brachas. If we have two items that have the same bracha, we'll make a bracha on one, and we'll be mitzi the other one, which has the exact same bracha. And there's another factor, which is that usually a bracha that's more specific will trump a bracha that is more general. In other words, if a person had a shahakol in front of him or an adoma, and he likes both of them equally, he would make the bracha on the hadoma, which is more specific than the general bracha of shahakol. With these principles in mind, let us see what happened in the following story. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, B'shem, Abba Bar Bar Chana. The following incident took place. Bar Kapora, the Talmud Chacham Bar Kapora, who trained Talmidai and two of his students, Nisarchu Eitzel Balabais. They were guests by a owner of an inn, Bahadein Pundiko, in an inn in the city of Virachto. So again, there were two Talmidim with Bar Kapora who were lodging Eitzel Balabais Bahadin Pundika Divrachto in this inn in Virachto. Up at Kameyon, they brought in front of them to eat three items: Pargon, Vuchnia, Vikafluten. And in the Bavli, these three items are called with different names. Pargan is very similar to what it says in the Bavli Brachas Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph. There it's called Pargiois, which are partridges. These are birds. And the brach, of course, on that is a shahakol. What we have, Achvaniya, in the Bavli is Durmaskin, which is translated as mountain spinach. And what we have, the last item here, Kaflutin, in the Bavli is Kruv, which is cabbage. Before we go on, we should point out that the Pnei Moshe, based on Rashi in Brachas Taflamet Tesamet Alf in the Bavli, says that Uchnyaisa, or the Bavli's Durmaskin, is not mountain spinach, but rather it is prunes. And the Brach on that is Bayer Pir Eitz. And according to that, we have a whole different explanation in this Gemara, because the way we have it, that it's mountain spinach, so we have one shahakol, which is the partridge, and we have two adomas, which is the mountain spinach and the kaflut and the kruv of the cabbage. According to the Pnei Moshe, we have a shahakol on the partridges, we have an adoma on the kaflutin, on the cabbage, but on the achunya, which he calls prunes, we have a bar pireitz, and there's a whole different pshat. In the Gemara, we are going to follow the pshat of most meforshim here, that Achunya is in fact an Adama mountain spinach. If you want to see where the Pnei Moshe spells it out clearly, that according to his pshat, it's prunes, you could look on Samach Hei Amud Aleph, the top line, says the Pnei Moshe, V'im Noimar Levorach ala prunes. Uber Chasai Bar creates. So he is certainly, and he's going on Divra Maskal, Nevorach Aluchniaiso, he is calling that prunes. We are not going to go like that in our sugi. We're going to learn that it is mountain spinach and the bracha on it is Adama. We should also point out that the Gemara at the beginning tries to figure out, is there one bracha of these three that will pater the other two? The Gemara comes to the conclusion there is not. There is not one bracha here that can pater the other two. And therefore, we're going to have to make more than one bracha. The question is, now that we have to make two brachas, which bracha comes first? Does the shakal come first, or does the adama come first? Continues the Gemara, Amre. So now they were speaking amongst themselves, his talmidim, and they said, what should we do? Nivorech, as we turned it off, Samech Hei Omer Aleph. Should we make a bracha al kafluta on the cabbage, which is adama? So Einech Anami do potter achaniyaisa. This will potter the mountain spinach because both are adama, but veloi potter pargisa. But it's not going to potter the partridge. We can't make one bracha adama because the adama can't potter the shahakol. And the Charedim says, what's the Chiddush here? That it can't potter the Pargisa. Why did the Gemara have to say it? Top right column, Kamash Malon, Deloitte Hamak, even the crew of Zion Kippas. The Gemara in the Bavli Lamed Tesmen says that cabbage satiates a person like bread. Imke, in Kech, the Pas. Potter kol mini Michael hachanami krov. Maybe we'll say, just like bread, if you make a bracha on bread, it'll potter any food. So too, if you make a bracha on cabbage, maybe would potter the pargisa, the partridge. No, it will not. So therefore, you cannot make an adama on the cabbage, because that will only free the spinach. It will not free the partridge. Next, they took a different option. Nevorach aluchniyaisa. Maybe I should make a bracha on the mountain spinach. Loi potter, loi dein, veloi dein. Then it will not free the cabbage or the partridge. So bishloim, that it won't free the partridge, fine. The adama cannot free the partridge. Certainly, the shahakala can't freeze it. A kavachimer, if the cabbage, which is Zion, couldn't free the pargisa, so certainly the achuniyaisa, the spinach, which is not Zion, cannot free the pargisa. But the first part seems to be a pella. It's saying over here that the achuniyaisa could not potter the cabbage. Why not? And if you look in the Charedim, third line, Zeha Lushan Kashamyoid, as he continues to say, the Lama Loyifter is Hakruv, Kivin the Brachasim Baripri Adama. Why shouldn't one Adama patter the other Adama? So he gives here a long pshat, a very complicated pshat. We're going to go to the second pshat of the Charedim, a much easier pshat. Says the Charedim that even though we normally have, for example, by two Ha'ets, he gives an example of nuts and apples, and a person likes the apples. So the din is he should make a bracha on the apple, even though the bracha on both of them is a eight, since he likes chaviv, as we mentioned in the Agdama, that's one of the criteria of Seder HaBracha, is chaviv, it comes first. So if I like apple, I make it on the apple, and that potters the egoism. What happens b'dievet if I made it on the egoism? Since they're both eights, it would work b'dievet. Now here, according to the pshat of the Charedim, the Gemara is saying loy potter, but even b'dievet, it will not potter if you make on the uchniyaisa, and you want to potter the cabbage, the kruv. Why? Says the Charedim, Dalaesiv Shibrichos Bar Priyadama Kamar. Deloy Pater Kruv. This spinach, which you make a Bar Priyadama on, does not pater the kruv, even b'dievet. Veloy Dami Litapuchim Vegoizim Shalafonov. And you cannot compare it to the nuts and the fruit and the nuts that are in front of him. Dehosim Tapuchim Chavivim. He likes the Tapuchim Vegoizim Gruin, and he doesn't like as much the Egoizim. and l'chatchil he makes on the tapuchim, and only b'dievet is the yotze on that goyzen. But here he won't even be yotze b'dievet on the spinach to be mitzi the cabbage. Avol ha'cha, kruv chaviv. First of all, he likes cabbage better, and secondly, me'yosev, and secondly, v'zayin. And it's also, it fills a person, it satiates him, which the spinach doesn't. So it has two strikes against it. He doesn't like the spinach, and it's not satiating. Hilkach loy poter lay afal pushal afanav. Even though they're both in front of him, but the spinach will not pater the kruv, even b'dievet. So that's the pshat that the Haredim wants to suggest. So others say that the Haredim is correct, that it won't even work b'dievet in such a situation. However, the Ritvaz says that what our Gemara means is, your question here is in the Gemara, in the case of the Talmidim of Bar Kapora, which one to make the bracha on first. So l'chatchila, you shouldn't make it on the mountain spinach, because l'chatchila, you should make it on the kruv, which is Zion, and he likes it better. So the Gemara is not speaking about b'dievet. When the Gemara says loy pater, loy dem, loy dem, it's l'chatchila. You're deciding now which one bracha should be good for everything. The ochiniyaisa, the spinach, l'chatchila, is not good to make an adama on it to be mitzi the kruv. B'dievet, according to Ritvaz, you would be yaitse, even with an inferior adama like ochiniyaisa, which you don't like so much. That could be mitzi the kruv. But we're talking l'chatchila. Then continues the charedim. At the end of the first wide line, v'hod loy amru nami, ibir chapargius, loy pater loy dein loy dein, the milsa de pshiti. Why didn't the Gemara also say the third possibility? We've discussed, should he make the bracha only on the kafluta? Should he make it only on the chniyaisa? What about the third possibility? Should he only make it on the pargaisa, the shahakol, the meat, and that will pater everything? No, it's a milsa de pshiti that it will not pater. The question, of course, is, l'chayra, we learned that we paskin like Rav Meir, like Rav Yochanan in the Bavli and Brachas, said you can make a shakal even on pas and yayin. So why here wouldn't the bracha that you make on the pargis or the shakal pater the two adamas? And the answer that the Meforshim say is that when do you say that shakal paters an eitz? That's if you're making it on the eitz. You're making it on the yayin. You're making it on the pas. So we say, b'dievet, the shahakol covers that as well. However, here you want to use the shahakol on one food to pater a different food. That, even b'dievet, would not work. And that, the Haredim says, the milsa d'pshita, that you cannot use a shahakol on one food and use that shahakol to pater a completely different food that has a different bracha. However, again, the Ritvaz and others, the Prima Godim, the Eishel Avram, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Simen, Reish, Vav, Sifkotten, Zion, that B'dievet, they say, it would work if you would make a shahakol on these adamois, even though it's not a case of making a shahakol on the initially on an eitz or an adam or on yayin or on pas. No, you're going to use the shahakol on one food like the pargisa here, like the partridges, which you're making the correct bracha shahakol on that meat, and you want to use that bracha on the cabbage, l'chatchil, you shouldn't do it, but if you did a bit of yevet, you are yotze. But our Gemara, again, is speaking in the l'chatchila. What should we do in this situation? So it comes out, until now, we have ruled out that there is no one bracha that fits all. You cannot make on the kafluta and be mitzi the achniyaisa and the pargisa. You can't make on the achniyaisa to pater the kafluta and the pargisa. And you can't make on the pargisa to pater the achniyaisa and kafluta. And now comes the question, okay, we're going to have to make an adama. We're going to have to make a shahakol. Which one should we make on first? And there was certainly one Talmud there who, as we're going to see in a minute, he wanted to eat the partridge. He had a geshmak, it was chaviv to him, the shahakol item. And now let's see what happens. Kofatz chad ubir chal pargisa. So one of the two Talmidim, without waiting for his Rebbe, he jumped up and he made a bracha on the partridge, which was chaviv, as we find in the Haredim in the fourth wide line. Even though, as we've learned before, the cabbage satiates, but he likes better the pargiyos. So if I have I have to make two brachas. I have to make a shakal and an adoma. The shahakal I like better. The adoma satiates. But so he felt that chaviv is adif, and that's why he made a brach on the shahakal. If we look in the Chredim, in the second wide line, on Divrei Masul Kofetzchad, the Rebbe is sitting there. He didn't give any respect to him. He was an elderly, big Talmud Chacham. Give him honor. Shehu Yivorch, let him make the bracha. V'yivshad yarit chila. Let him, first of all, eat before the Talmidim. That's not respectful. Gamli shol hadin mahu. He didn't ask his Rebbe, what's the din? Iroi levar tchila kruvoi apargis. Ela hoya kemoira ra lefanav. He was like a moira ra in front of him. And then if we go to the same line that we're on at the end of the line, gochle chavre, so his friend made fun of him. Our Gemara says that Gochalei Chaver, his friend, mocked him. Sochak alav Chaver v'log the Sfirle de Tosu the Roy Hoylevar Tchila Kruv the Zion. He held no Chaviv and Zion. You go with the Kruv, which is Zion. It satiates. V'loin is Bayish me'achacham Azokin Linik Halas Roish v'log Schoik b'fanav. And he didn't give again this Talmud who made fun of the other Talmud and said you said the wrong bracha. He didn't give respect to the Rebbe. The Rebbe's there. How are you mevayish your friend because you think he's wrong and you start making fun of him? You mock him. How do you do that in front of your Rebbe? Let us first see what the Gemara says, and then we'll see the Marav Fulda. Omar le Bar Kapora. So Bar Kapora said, Loy leze gur gurun. I'm not so angry at the one who was a glutton who grabbed the partridge. El Allah. I'm upset on you, the mocker. Lugligin, you the mocker. Ze also kegar genusoi. Him, I don't fault so much. He is a baltaiva. He's a glutton. He couldn't control himself. He grabbed the partridge. But ato, you, loma liklakto. Why did you rush in to make fun of him? Ulaze Omar, and then he turns to the fresser, to the glutton, and he says, Chacham ein kan. Even if I'm not a wise person, Zaken ein kan. Even if you're going to say I'm not wise, but I'm certainly older than you, so ask me a shaila. Omru, they said, Lo yotze shnas nat shemesu, since the Rebbe had a kepeda. On both of them, he was more makbid on the mocker, as he said. But he still said to the glutton, you too should have waited till I paskin what is the correct bracha here. And since he had a kepeda on both of them, as a kapora for them, they died within the year. Let us now look at the Marav Fulda a third of the way down in the right-hand column. Loi laze gargren, ein ani koyes kolkach. I'm not so angry. Al hagargren as on this glutton. Ela alach, you, laglagon, you, the mocker, ani koyes. I'm very angry. Bishloim aze osa karavson gargren. Shloi himten atche efsek hadin al eze yivarech. He didn't wait that I should pass him the din, and he acted like a glutton. Lefisha Rav Senusoi Gormoloi, his teva of being a gargarin, caused him. So I'm not so upset at him. Elolach, Lagulgan, but you, the mocker, Mami Harta Lesakhilov, why did you rush to mock him? Veloy Meshehusha Lekadinos, that he made a mistake, he didn't do the right thing. Hoyolach Lahamtin, Lachali Kovit, you should have waited and given me the respect. Inami, the Marav Fulda says another very important point here. Inami Sheze Nir Kapi Kursa. So the Gemara says, what is an apikaris like? Someone who is mevayish his friend in front of his Rebbe. That's exactly what this Talmud did here. So because he was makbid on both of them, they died within the year. Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Ho'azlin and Train, both of these Talmidim died, and from this whole story, we didn't find out what the halacha is. My kidain, what is the din? Says the Haredim, Divrei Maskil Omer Rabbi Yosi Ha'azli Trei, five lines after gets wide. Sheshnei Atamidim Mesu V'adayin Lo Noid Adin Immi Mishneim. Which one was right? Was Chaviv, the partridge, the first brach he should have made because that trumps the kruv that satiates, or the opposite? The Svirulei the Rabbi Yosi, the Bar Kapora Lo Giladati. Rabbi Yosi understood that Bar Kapora didn't give a psak. From what the words that Bar Kapora said, we don't really have a psak. So what is the din? So the Gemara concludes, Mistavra, logically we should say, Mivorach ala kaflet. He should make a bracha on the kaflet by Pri Adama. Shehakol ni'a bedvori tfeil aloi, because the bracha of Shehakol ni'a bedvori that he has to make on the partridge is tufel, is subordinate to the bracha of Adama on the cabbage. So there's two reasons the Mephoreshim explain. Number one, as we've been saying all along, because the cabbage satiates, and that's more important than the fact that he likes the partridge better. And secondly, because it is more of a specific bracha. A Adama is more specific than a Shehakol. And as we said in our introduction, that a more specific bracha, in most cases, trumps over a more general bracha. So here the Adama will be the first bracha. It cannot be Maitzi the Shehakol, as we learned at the beginning of this sugya. And therefore, he'll afterwards, after he's made a bracha on the cabbage, then he will make on the partridge, he will make a Shehakol. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Al Dover Shein Gedulim Menorah, on something that does not grow from the earth, says the Pnei Moshe, three lines from the bottom, in the left-hand column, Kegoin Basar Ugvinu Beim, meat, cheese, and eggs, does not grow from the ground. What brach do you make on it, says the Mishnah, Oymer Shehakol Nia B'dvaroi, Al HaChoim, it's on wine that's soured and spoiled and became vinegar. V'al HaGuvai, the Pnei Moshe says two lines from the bottom, Chagovim Tahirim, on kosher Chagovim. The Svardim, the Yemenites, eat Chagovim. They have a Mesorah because the Gemara says one of the signs of Chagovim is Ushmo Chagav, that people call it a Chagav. And kosher locusts on their stomach have the letter Ches. These are the ones that Shmo Chagav. So the Allah Gavoy on these Chagovim Tahirim, Vala Noivlois. The Pnei Moshe had a girsa in the Mishnah that Noivlois comes before Guvai. So the Noivlois he interprets on the third last line, Perish and Aflam in the Elon, Kaidmish and Izbashu Kotzarch, and fruit that fell off the trees from winds, and they are not yet ripe to be eaten. So all of these three items, the Tanakh Kama says, Oimer, Shakol Nebidvari. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shehu Min Klolaim of Orchalov, anything that is a Klola, the pashtus of the words of Rabbi Yehuda is, you don't make any brach on it at all. And since these three things are all connected to a Klola, because the Chaimetz is wine that soured and became vinegar, the Chagovim, the Guvai, are locust which cause damage and eat up all the vegetation, and the Noivlus are unripe fruit that fell from the tree before the correct time. So all of these items are connected to a klal, and therefore you don't make any bracha. The Mishnah Srav explains, in the name of Raborich Tam, that it's not, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees you have to make a bracha. If you have a nah from something, you have to make a bracha. He means to say that since they're connected with a klal, you're not going to make the bracha on them. You have to first make the bracha on something else, and then on them. Since they're connected with a klal, you don't want to make the bracha first on them. Either if you have two items, the other item you should make the bracha on, if it's a shahakol, or if it's an adama, certainly, as we just learned, that that's a more specific bracha, you make it first. It shouldn't be made first on them, but to eat it, you have to make a bracha, according to the Mishnah Sarav, in the name of Raborich Tam. As we turn to Dav Samech Hei Amid Beis, brings the Gemara, Hichmetz Yenoi, if a person's wine became sour, it became vinegary. Oimer Baruch Dynamis. So first he says, blessed are you Hashem, that you're the true judge, and this bad thing happened to me. I still am mevorach you for what has happened. Baloich, levi come to eat it. Oimer Shehakol Nia B'dvaroi. Then he has to make a bracha, Shehakol Nia B'dvaroi. Roguvai, if he saw the kosher locust, I'm a Baruch Dynamis. They're connected with a Kalala. Bolachlan wants to eat them. I'm a Shakal Nebidvari. Raw Noivlois. He saw the fruits that were not yet edible. They had not ripened. They were knocked off the tree before their time. Shenishru. They fell off the tree. Oimer. Baruch Dynamis. Bolachlan is coming to eat them. I'm a Baruch Shakal Nebidvari. Says the Pnei Moshe, top right. Hichmetziyana climber, the Kamashim, and like Rabbi Yehuda. What this Gemara is trying to teach us is not like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Afal Pisha Yidei Klolahein, Vim Ke Mitchila Mivorach Lab Dynamis, Einech Nami. The first brach you have to make is Dynamis, Mias Labisaif at the end. Kishinanami, and when you had a non Mivorach Alain Shahakal, we see from this Gemara that you do have to make Shahakal. Now, according to the Mishnah Sarav, who we just mentioned in the name of Raborch Tom, that, of course, Rabbi Yehuda also holds you have to make a brach. He's saying that you first have to make a brach on something else. So we'll have to say that the raya that the Gemara is bringing is that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, means that from the words of the Gemara, you don't see that he has to make a shahakol or any other brach on a different food first. It's mashma, you have to make Baruch Dynamis, but once you made Baruch Dynamis, then you can immediately make a bracha on one of these three items that are connected with a klala. You don't have to make the bracha on another food item. L'chaira, if we're going to learn that pshat of the Mishnah's Rav, we'll have to interpret the Gemara as saying that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, in the sense that you do not need to make a bracha on something else. Continues the Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, Hoyu Lefan of Minin, Harbei, if a person had in front of him various kinds of foods, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yesh Beinem Imin Shiva, all of whom Mevorach, if there are amongst these items things that are from the Shiva Saminim. If we look in the Pnei Moshe, he tells us what the Shiva Saminim are in the third line, Min Shiva, in the right-hand column, Chita, Usa, Oira, wheat, barley, Geffen, a grape, Uteinu, a fig, Rimoin, a pomegranate,
Zayas, olives, Tmorim, dates.
So the person has in front of him one of the items is Mimin Shiva. So all of whom of our, so Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that he makes a bracha on the one that's Mimin Shiva. The Chachamim, I remember, and the Chachamim say, Al Ezemehen Sheyirtza, that he makes it on what he wants. Now, the Mephorshim, both the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim explain, it doesn't mean that he could choose whatever he wants. It means, says the Pnei Moshe, Mashahu Chaviv Olav, what he desires, what he has appreciation for, what he likes better. And the Pnei Moshe adds, v'halacha chacham, the halacha is like the chachamim. Now, we should point out that the Pnei Moshe says, why did Rabbi Yehuda hold that you go mimin shiva? Mishum dehani adifi shenishtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. These are better because Eretz Yisrael is praised that it has the shivas haminim, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that they always come first. Now, exactly in what case is the machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shivas Haminim comes first, and the Chachamim who say that Chaviv comes first. So we should point out that if both items are equal in desire, I like both things equally as well, and one of them is Mimin Shiva, then there's no machloikis. Everybody holds that you go Mimin Shiva. If, on the other hand, neither of these items are Mimin Shiva, everybody is Moideh, that Chaviv is out of whatever you like better. The machloikis is when these two concepts come into conflict. L'moshel, a person has in front of him apples and grapes, so he likes the apples better than grapes. The grapes are Mimin Shiva, so now these two concepts of Chaviv and Min Shiva come into conflict. What do I make a bracha on? Both of them are Bar Priyates. Do I make the bracha on what I like better, which is the apple, or do I make the bracha on the grapes, which is something that is Mimin Shiva? That is the Machlekes. The Charedim brings down, let us see the Charedim inside. He brings a rush on the left-hand column at the top. Alezim and Shear. So again, he explains, like the Pnei Moshe, that this does not mean you could choose whatever you want, but Alezim and Shear, it means Hachaviv Tadur Alav Yoiser. Afila writes Atalechum Min Acher Tchila. So the Rush explains that if you generally like apples better, even if this particular time you want to eat, you have a taiva to eat the grapes, but you like normally apples better, the halacha is mevorach halachaviv, according to the shita of the chachamim, you always have to make it on chaviv. What should you do? Mevorach halachaviv, v'yoach b'menuktsas, you should eat a little bit of the apple, and then you should eat the grapes. The chaviv de rabbanon, come on, min shiva de rabbi Yehuda. Just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have min shiva and chaviv, you make the bracha on the min shiva and you eat a little bit of it, and then you get to the apple, which you really want to eat more. So the same thing according to the rabbanon, that you always go with chaviv, even though this particular time you like the grape better. So what do? You take a little piece of the apple, which you normally like better, and then you go to the grapes, which this time you want to eat. Ad kan l'shan Rosh, this is what the Rosh says. And the Chredim goes on to explain exactly where the machloikis is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We say in the Bavli and Daf Mem Aleph, the nechleku elikish b'chasein Shabbos. So the Chredim brings down one shita. There's another shita there in the Gemara, which we'll discuss in a minute. But the Chredim brings down that the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is when their brachas are the same. Kegoin esrog v'zayis. You have a esrog and a zayis and olive. So the Bavli says that the machloikis is only if you have an esrog, which is not one of the shivas amidim, and zayis and olive, which is one of the shivas amidim. Both of them are bar priates, b'chasein shavas, aval ein b'chasein shavas, you're going to snoin, you have a radish, v'zayis and an olive, so then you have an adam and an eitz, the kulyam, the chaviv, adiv. There, everyone holds that chaviv is adiv. However, there is a machloikis actually in the sugi there, and one shita holds that even when the birchaseim are not shavis, even in the case of an adam and an eitz, still there'll be a machloikis. Do you go with the chaviv or do you go with the min shiva? The nechleku apaiskim, even though the Pnei Moshe told us that Allah is like the chachamim, the chredim brings a beis yosef, and he says that the beis yosef makes it a machloikis apaiskim, is the paskin karabonin. Some paskin like the rabbonin that you go after the chaviv, and is the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, and some pasuk Rabbi Yehuda that you always go after min shiva. Now let us begin the Gemara. That the Gemara gives another variable in what exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, Ma pligin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Kishahaya bedato lechol pas. That's only if he wanted to eat bread. Avel ein bedato lechol pas. But if he does not want to eat bread after one of these fruits, then kola alma moida, everybody agrees, yesh b'nemim min shiva, all of whom avarach, that if he has one of the shiva saminim, that he makes a bracha on that one. In the case of apples and grapes, for example, he will make a bracha on the grapes if he does not plan to eat a suda with bread afterwards. What is the logic of this? So let us see if a few parts of the Pnei Moshe on the right-hand side. Divri amaschol kishoy b'dat lechol pas achaken kloimer. Shehevil lefan of minim elu kaidamasu. They brought these two fruits in front of him before the suda. Shekacho yadarken lechol mine peris. Hama oirim taivis achiluf neasuda. Their minig was to eat fruit that would give them an appetite to eat the suda with relish, with appetite, and the fruits were ma'ora the taiva to eat. Ubaha hu de pligu rabbanan v'svir luhu de mivorch leiz ben shiirtza. When do the rabbanan hold that you go with chaviv, what I like better? That's if I'm going to eat a meal of bread afterwards. And he explains approximately 8 lines down. V'hocha nami bedvorim elu shehein boim kedei lahamshich taiva l'achilas hapas. So you only need a bracha before you eat the grape or the apple, but a bracha afterwards you do not need. The birchas hamazon shala paspei trusin, because when you bench, the benching will be good, the benching on the bread will be good for those items which gave you more appetite to eat the bread. You don't have to make a bracha achrayna. The bracha main shalosh that you normally would make, alo eitz val priya eitz, which is part of the alamichya bracha when you eat fruits from Eretz Yisrael, from the Shivas Aminim, that you would not make if the eating was followed by a suda of bread. Ulefneim hudatun bracha, you only need a bracha before. Shari asul hanish, you cannot have anor from oil mazeh achivarcha until you make a bracha. Vadayim loy bircha lapas, shetei bircha samoitzi pateras lebracha shulefneim. So on the bracha shulefneim, you cannot say that what I'm going to eat bread will pater what I'm eating before the bread. The bread only paters what comes in the suda. What you're eating before the suda, of course, a bracha rishayna, alo eitz, you have to make. But you don't have to make a bracha achrayna, because since you're going to bench, and the fruit was used to be ma'orah your taiva to eat the bread, so the birchas hamazon paters you. So when the Avam Achlaik between Rabbi Bon and Rabbi Huda, whether you go after the Shivas Aminim, or you go after Chaviv, whether you go after the grape or the apple in the marshal that we gave, that is only when it will be followed by a suda, and there will not be a bracha achrayna of alo eitzval priya eats on the grape, because the birchas hamazon will potter it. Let's skip down a few lines, around five lines. Mishum desfir le rabbanan the hoil she'ein mevarch lehem b'soif la'ich baslanim oichel mimin zayin oimimin achir shebrachaseim shavas lefneim u'mevarch lehizman shiirtze. That's when the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. If you like better the apple than the grape, and you're not going to make a bracha achrayna on the grape, so then you can go after chaviv more than Shivas Aminim. Rabbi Yehuda holds even in that case you have to go after Shivas Aminim. What's the svar of the Rabbanan that if you're not going to make a bracha achrayna on the grapes, that you go with the apple, which is chaviv? Avol ein bedat lechol pas, continues the Pnei Moshe. If you're not going to eat bread, achar kach, ve'im kein tunim bracha lefneim ulachreim, so now you need a bracha before and after. Baha kol ha'ama moideh shem yesh b'neim min shiva. Now everybody holds that you make a bracha on the min shiva, not on chav. Why? The kivin shetzorach levorach lachreim, since you do have to make a bracha achroina on the grapes. Umin shiva out of the ta'un bracha main gimel, and the min shiva is more important concerning bracha achroina, because you're not just going to make a bar in a farshas, you're going to make an alo eitz. So then mivarech gam kein lefanav olav v'loy al minacher, since the grapes are going to force you without a bread meal afterwards, they're going to force you to make an alo eitz, that bracha me'ein shalosh, after you're going to eat the grapes. So therefore it's not proper to make the bracha rishayna on the apples that you like better. Then the rabbanan agree that you're going to make the bracha rishayna on the min shiva also. You make the ala eitz on the grapes, and you make then the bracha achrayna on the grapes. Ma shi'en kein, in the other case, where you are going to eat a bread meal, then the rabbanan argue with the Rabbi Yehuda, because since I'm not going to make a bracha achrayna anyway on the grapes, because I have birchas hamazon that's going to pater it, memeil I'm left just with the bracha rishayna. Bracha rishayna is both of them are alo eitz, birchas ein shavis. And now the rabbanan say, go ahead and use the chaviv and do not make the bracha on the min shiva. This is how the Pnei Moshe and Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Bir also explains it al pi Pnei Moshe, although the Chredim here has a different pshat, but we are learning this sugya according to the Pnei Moshe, and the sugya continues, and Mir Tashem, we will complete the sugya in next week's shiur.